webcast on this. What day is today? It's the 26th day of March. It's a Friday here in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. One of the greatest R&B singers that ever lived in the history of this country of ours, and who blessed many, many African Americans with his talents. Otis Redding now will open up today's show. And I'm proud to say that this is one of the greatest songs that I've ever heard produced in my life. Try a little tenderness, Otis. I want you to listen to it.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. Yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting, just anticipating a thing that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all we gotta do.
That's all we gotta do. Come on.
It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier. To bed, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Some girls, they gon' forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy.
Otis Redding, a little old school remembering there. Hey, this is PJ in the Lucy Coleman studio. Welcome to the webcast today. Old schoolism, why is it so rejected by today's culture? You know, that's been on my mind for a few days, and I thought that I'd talk with you guys about it because it's something that I think we need to just throw around. And this is coming from an old school perspective. This is coming from your good friend PJ, Pastor John, right? You used to listen to me when I was behind the pulpit, right? Sure, you listen to me. Well, why, maybe some 30 or 40 years later, you don't want to listen to me. It's the same wisdom. It's the same wisdom coming from the same brain, successful in absolutely everything that I set out to do, but for my choice of companions that I ran with that were greedy, whereas money has never been my aim. You see, old schoolism has it that if you made a mistake one time, and God forbid, I think it was George Bush that said, the second time you fooled me, and then he went on, well, if I let you give me the third time, I'm really messed up. Old school, don't get taken but once, really good. And after that, you can't take him again because old school knows the system that got him taken. Now, where old school is better than the younger school these days, because I just had a young schooler tell me, I am a dreamer. And I said, yes, I understand. I understand. That's what happens when Papa's out of the gate. You see, in the old school, Papa's boy wouldn't be no dreamer. He had ambition, and he had the technician to make the ambition work its way into fruition, which would work its way into graduation. Graduation, therefore, taking you to the next stage up in life. Oh, old school has the pattern already made out, knew how to conjure it and get into that motion and keep himself there. Why? For what? For what? For what? To raise children? For what else? For what else? What else? Put them through college? What else? What else? What? What? Grad school assistants? What do you mean by that? Driving all of her stuff to the University of Michigan. That's right. And so that she can go on with her life. That's old school. That's old school. Providing for their children, making sure that their children advance in everything that they put their hands to. Oh, not this dreaming. You're not going to get a damn thing done dreaming. You need to shut up talking with me about dreaming, thinking that you're going to get to, well, you know, I talked to my homies. Old school didn't have homies. Old school couldn't deal with no homies. Because you know who the homies are for the young men these days? The homies for the young men these days are their women. Their women become their homies. No, I didn't have no homies. No women screaming in my ear, nor no male friends walking next to me. Why not? Because old school was born with that. They weren't born with the tension that young men are born with today, trying to wiggle their way out of it. When I think of it, I think it's called the acquisition of life in the African-American male community. And I think back to my upbringing by the men that were influential in my life. And what I meant by influential, the men that stopped me from doing some things I didn't have no damn business doing in the first place. See, that's old school. Old school has a mentorship program set up that when somebody see you goofing up your life, they'll have a tendency to step in and warn you that you're going in the wrong direction. See, that's old school. We had that. That was blended in our metamorphosis. If we were doing something wrong, there was always somebody to tell us that the opposite of that wrong was right. And that if that right was not reached, but now, wait a minute. Young school generations don't worry about what we old school generations had to worry about. We had to worry about getting caught and being punished. Now it's not about being caught because they set the stuff out there for you to do and then give you a therapist and give you some county money. And give you a place to lay your head and foster you into, I call it keeping you tied in to the matrix. And when you tied into the matrix, you depend upon the system to make it go for you. How many of you get excited when you hear that Uncle Sam is going to send you a check, some money For what? Just for being there. Uncle Sam gonna send you some money. Oh man, did you get your check yet? Old school is saying, I didn't need the money before it got here. I don't need it now, and I won't need it 6 months after. Oh, nigga, what you talking about? You ain't got nothing. Oh, I have what you've never gained. The confidence in me, not the state, not the government. If you ever see yourself getting goosebumps or getting the hots because some white man in government is going to send you $600 or $1,400, and depending upon the amount of people you have in that brood of vipers call your family, you depending upon that, then you are not a man living on your own means. You're living on the means of another person. Now, this is the way they do it, new school days. I remember I had a few boys a number of years ago staying with me, and I would always see coming into the mail now and then these credit cards. These people would get these credit cards and charge these things up to the max without any intention to pay it off. You know what I thought to myself when I saw that taking place? I said, don't these fools know that the man that put that scheme together got them in their magic box now forever? See, they can never trace me through that way because I never did anything like that. Old school looks out for the future. Old school knows how to look out for the future because they are not thinking about the immediate now. And so when I'm challenged by many people to say, oh, man, you old. Ain't nobody listening to you. Ain't nobody paying no attention to you. Man, your hair's white. What you trying to be young for? You old. You wore out. Nobody's going to listen to your mannerisms, to your hopes, ambitions, and dreams. People are more progressive than you are. Yeah, right. I want to thank you for coming to my website and listening to and to prove that I'm right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to end up the show since it's only been about 12 minutes. I don't have much to say. I'm just putting in a plug for old people that can't speak for themselves. I'm putting in a plug for my generation that don't have the balls enough to say what needs to be said. Don't ever look at the way that you were raised. Listen, old schoolers. Don't ever look at the way that you were raised, the intentions of good that was given to you that keep you surviving in a world that is butt-ass crazy. I'm just giving it to you the way it is because it is some butt-ass crazy people and ideas floating around out there these days. And what old school people do, old school provides the ability for you to think through the maze or the haze. Think through the smoke screen. You know, I recall World War II. I was born during that era, old school. And I remember when the American forces wanted to put down their troops in a European field, they would send a plane through, and they would call it the fog plane, and they would spew all of this smoke out of the plane. And so the people that lived in the region couldn't see what the American or the Allied forces were really doing. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, that kind of a fog screen cannot fog old school, because old school is familiar with every trick in the book. There is nothing new under the heavens. We found that in the Old Testament. That was King Solomon said that when I tested everything, I found it all to be vanity. That's another biblical point. Old school people believe in God, you see, and God has never left himself without a witness. Thank you for coming to my website.